Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Amos, and this is chapter 7 this evening. Let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this tape. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for your spirit, for your word. Your word is truth. Your word is our power, our strength. It's our cleansing. Your blood and your word is our cleansing to clean us and make us fit for heaven. Lord, we ask that you open every heart, every soul, every mind, the spirit of every, the mind of every spirit, and let everything that is said from your word sink deeply into our spirit, our spiritual mind, to strengthen us this day and to deliver us from all evil. Lord, we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's start out. We have a commentary, but first we read the King James Version and then the commentary after each verse. Go ahead.
Chapter 7, verse 1, King James Version. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth, and lo, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. Commentary, verse 1. A vision of locusts.
Right. This is the curse came after the king first reaped his harvest, and then the rest of it was eaten up by the locusts. But go ahead.
A vision of locusts. Commentary, verse 1. The sovereign Lord showed me a vision. I saw him preparing to send a vast swarm of locusts over the land. This was after the king's share had been harvested from the fields and as the main crop was coming up.
So the king got his harvest in, but the rest of them didn't. Then what?
King James Version, verse 2.
Before the locusts hit. Then what?
And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. Commentary, verse 2. Unless you relent, Israel will not survive, for we are only a small nation. End quote. King James Version, verse 3. The Lord repented for this. It shall not be, saith the Lord. Commentary, verse 3. So the Lord relented and did not fulfill the vision. Quote, I won't do it, end quote, he said. A vision of fire.
In other words, he was saying that he would not send the locust to destroy it. And it was all because that one man, Amos, called up to him and says, Lord, don't do it. We're just a small nation. It'll destroy all of us. Just one little prayer. Amen?
Amen.
And it's amazing. He didn't do much talk. And he just says, please, Lord, don't do it. Now, isn't that a simple thing to do? When you see catastrophe hitting and everything, wouldn't it be just easy to call up to the Lord and say, Lord, don't let that happen?
Yes.
Okay, that right there is just showing you how easy it is to praise the Lord. Amen. And then the Lord said, I won't do it. Okay, because you called on me. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that encouraging?
Yes.
I would think so. That's worth it enough to go over that whole thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Go up two verses in the King James and then in the commentary.
Okay.
That's encouraging you to pray. It doesn't have to be any long-winded prayer or... And he's saying it very crude, and the Lord is answering it back real crude. I won't do it. Amen?
Amen.
He says, oh, God, don't do it. We're a little nation. Israel is a little nation. Jacob is the same as Israel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Jacob's name changed to Israel?
Yes.
All right, so he's saying, oh, Lord, don't send these locusts in to eat every green thing here. It'll destroy us. We're just a little nation. And the Lord, it says, he says, the Lord told me, I won't do it. Isn't that great?
Yes.
I mean, didn't you get the significance of that without me having to pound you over the head with this soup bone?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's so easy to pray to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Don't do it, Lord. Finances are coming in, and the finances are stopped. Say, Lord, don't stop the finances. Don't. We need finances. We're hitting the whole world. Don't take the finances away. Give us even more. Even when it looks so dim like this, Lord, send more than there was before. I mean, I prayed that we were building out here, and it was for sure it was going to rain today and the next day and the next day. And I said, Lord, don't do it. We need to get this building up. We need to get these buildings up. And so it didn't rain. Amen?
Amen.
And you all know I was telling you when it just the forecast was 100% rain.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
And I told you, I prayed to the Lord that it won't rain. And did it rain? No. The sun was shining. All right?
Yes.
And it's not supposed to rain tomorrow or the next day. 3 days in a row it's supposed to rain. Isn't that easy?
Amen.
To get what you want from the Father? Amen?
Amen.
So don't spare your words, you know, even if you can't talk a lot. He says, oh Lord, don't do it. Israel's just a little nation. It'll destroy us. The Lord says, I won't do it. Because you called on me. Amen?
Amen.
So do that, all right, will you please? Will you?
Yes.
Ha?
Yes.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
This is verse 1.
Okay, yeah, let's go to it. It's just, this is teaching people to pray. Little prayers mean a lot. Amen?
Amen.
Little things mean a lot. All right?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord, all he has to do is just say a few words. Three words. Three little words. I won't, or four. I won't do it. Isn't that great? It makes you feel good when the Lord says, I won't do it.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
He told me when I was despondent in prison, I says, give me, I was in prison for the gospel. I says, give me something to go on, Lord. I mean, I need encouragement today. He said, you're saved. Praise the Lord. Did I do something wrong to be in here, Lord? I didn't think I did, but tell me. He says, you're saved. And I says, oh, praise the Lord. I was praising the Lord. Two words. Amen?
Amen.
And then I said, give me more. He said, you're going to heaven. Four words. I said, that's enough. Praise the Lord. Six words. Amen?
Amen.
That's all I needed. All right?
Yes.
And this was four words, and that pleased Amos very much. Amen?
Amen.
So talk to him and let him communicate back. He may not say any long-winded speech to you. He might just say, you're saved. You're going to heaven. Or, I won't do it. Don't kill me, Lord. I prayed one time when I felt he was going to kill me. I knew he was angry with me because I started smoking in Israel. I opened up a pack of cigarettes, took one puff, and the Spirit of the Lord came down so strong on me, I thought he was going to kill me. And I hadn't smoked for years, but I was despondent. I just figured Sue's dead now, and I don't, there was never any threat if I smoked. And I loved to smoke before, and I said, this is, I got to have something to enjoy. So I took one puff, and the Lord came down like he says, I love these people. I was in Israel when it happened. And so I crushed the pack of cigarettes. I threw the thing down, and I said, Lord, if you're going to kill me, don't send my soul to hell. Because I knew he was so angry. The only thing I was worried about is not dying. I wasn't worried about dying. I was worried about, don't send my soul to hell. If you're killing me now, don't send me to hell. And he didn't kill me. So I was just extremely happy. And it was after that he told me, you're saved. I mean, several years later when I went to prison for the gospel, that he said, you're saved. I said, praise the Lord. And something else, Lord, you're going to heaven. Praise. That's it. That's enough. That's all I got to know is I'm saved and I'm going to heaven, and that's fine. Okay, everything else is fine. All right?
Yes.
What else could be wrong? Nothing. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So now let's read this from the top. This is worth it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
King James Version, verse 1. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold...
It says the Lord showed him a vision, and the Lord showed it to him in a vision. Okay, then what?
And behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth.
This was the latter growth. The king already got his harvest in. Okay? Then what?
And lo, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings.
It was after the king got his, in other words. You can understand that now, right? So the king, was set up. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A vision of locusts. Verse 1. The sovereign Lord showed me a vision. I saw him preparing to send a vast swarm of locusts over the land. This was after the king's share had been harvested from the fields, and as the main crop was coming up. King James Version, verse 2. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. Commentary, verse 2.
This is just a little prayer to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Done well.
Commentary, verse 2. In my vision, the locusts ate everything in sight that was green. Then I said, quote, O sovereign Lord, please forgive your people! Exclamation mark. Unless you relent, Israel will not survive, for we are only a small nation. End quote. King James Version, verse 3. The Lord repented for this. It shall not be, saith the Lord. Commentary, verse 3. So the Lord relented and did not fulfill the vision. Quote, I won't do it. End quote,
he said. I won't do it. That's all you need. When the Lord says, I won't do it, it's not going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
You can rest assured on that. You can go to the bank with that. Amen?
Amen.
That's tangible. And the Lord says, it's not going to rain. I can tangibly say, it is not going to rain. Amen?
Amen.
I don't waste my breath on praying. When I pray for somebody to be healed, I know they're going to be healed. And when I pray that it's not going to rain, it's not going to rain, because I wouldn't pray if I didn't think it was going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
Got to have faith, kiddos, okay?
Yes.
All right, then what?
A vision of fire. King James Version, verse 4. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part.
The great deep, as it devoured the whole bottom of the sea. A fire so strong that it did that. That's something, isn't it?
Yes.
The great deep. All right, then what?
Commentary, verse 4. Then the sovereign Lord showed me another vision. I saw him preparing to punish his people with a great fire. The fire had burned up the depths of the sea and was devouring the entire land.
So it went right down to the bottom of the sea. This fire was so hot. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's strong. All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 5. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small.
Yeah, don't do it, Lord. We're just a little nation, Israel. Just another little prayer, amen?
Amen.
But he knew it would stick. Yeah, right? The words meant something to the Lord. Because they were from the heart. It was a cry out from the heart. It wasn't, you know, like just lip service. It was from the heart. The corazón. Huh? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right, then what?
Commentary, verse 5. Then I said, quote, O sovereign Lord, please don't do it. Unless you relent, Israel will not survive, for we are only a small nation. End quote. King James Version, verse 6. The Lord repented for this.
See? He said, okay, I won't do it. Isn't that great?
Amen.
See how it pays to pray?
Yes.
It may look like an impossible thing, but you know, you see a tornado coming your way, some people just sit there and wring their hands. They just go, oh God, oh God. They need to finish the sentence. Don't let it happen, Lord. This is our house. I mean, they don't destroy our house. We don't have much money. We're just a little people. Amen?
Amen.
My little baby's in here. My sons, my daughters, everything we own is in here. I'll repent if you won't do it. I just love this chapter because it just shows, you know, just pray a little bit, but from the heart. Amen?
Amen.
And look at what happens. I mean, he spares the whole nation of Israel on two occasions already. Amen?
Amen.
All right, go ahead.
King James Version, verse 6. The Lord repented for this. This also shall not be, saith the Lord God.
I won't do it. That's all I've got to hear. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let them take our finances away, Lord. We're just a small nation of people here, very little, and we're the minority in this world. Most of the people that call themselves Christians are not, Lord, and they're our enemies. Don't take our finances away. We need something, you know, we need these finances to exist, to get the gospel out. We send out already, Lord, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gospel material. Let us continue on. We need Bibles, and we need places for people to live. Amen?
Amen.
Because I know you're sending a revival because we ask for it. Lord, send the revival. Amen?
Amen.
He says, I will do it, you know, but be ready for it. Be ready to work when it comes in. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be sitting around idle. We need help. We need your help, everybody's help. So don't be listening to the devil. Some people come and tell me, you know, the devil is telling me, not, don't listen to Tony. The Spanish woman said that. She says, don't listen to him. And I says, is he saying it to you in Spanish or in English? Because that cotton picker, can he speak Spanish? All right, so, you know, don't listen to him. You're called to listen to the Lord, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, what else?
Commentary, verse 6. Then the Lord turned from his plan, too. Quote, I won't do that either, said the sovereign Lord.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Amen.
I won't do that either. I won't wipe all of you people out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, what else?
A vision of a plumb line.
Yeah, a plumb line, you know what that is? All that is the Word of God. A plumb line is used for measuring a wall or something to see that it's straight. The Lord is saying here as the parable of a plumb line is that that's the Word of God to check you out to see if you're straight. Are you straight, man? You know, are you straight? That's what he's doing, is measuring Israel like a wall. Sees the Lord leaning on a wall, checking it out to see if it's straight. And he checks us out all the time to see if we're straight, but he does it with his word. The word of God, God likens his word unto a plumb line, like carpenters use it all the time to see if something is straight. And also a measuring reed or rod to see if something is straight. Sometimes we think that we're doing all right, that we're strong in the Lord and everything, until we measure ourselves against the word of the Lord, until we plumb line ourselves by using the word of God to check ourselves out. Amen?
Amen.
And sometimes if we use the word of the Lord, we're going to find out if we're straight or not. Because don't make excuses for being wicked. If you're not what the word says that you must be, then you're going to have to straighten out. Where the Lord is not dealing, he says he's getting tired, sick and tired of people sinning and not doing what his word says. That's disobedience. It's witchcraft. Okay, go ahead.
King James Version, verse 7. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. Commentary, verse 7. Then he showed me another vision. I saw the Lord standing beside a wall that had been built using a plumb line. He was checking it with a plumb line to see if it were straight. King James Version, verse 8. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them any more.
He's not going to pass over sin. He's not going to let sin continue on anymore. But he's going to measure you and judge you. Okay, that's what that means, all right? Okay, go ahead.
Commentary, verse 8. And the Lord said to me, quote, Amos, what do you see? I answered, a plumb line. And the Lord replied, I will test my people with this plumb line. I will no longer ignore all their sins, end quote.
Yeah, I'm not going to pass over their sins anymore. When he says, I will pass over you, that means I won't kill you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. He says, but I'm not going to pass over you here. When I'm going to judge you and make you pay for your sins, all right?
Yes.
That's how you know that's what that means. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 9. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Commentary, verse 9. The pagan shrines of your ancestors and the temples of Israel will be destroyed, and I will bring the dynasty of King Jeroboam to a sudden end.
So he says, this time he's going to do it. Okay, then what else?
Amos and Amaziah. King James Version, verse 10. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. Commentary, verse 10. But when Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, heard what Amos was saying, he rushed a message to King Jeroboam. Quote, Amos is hatching a plot against you right here on your very doorstep! Exclamation mark. What he is saying is intolerable. It will lead to rebellion across the land. King James Version, verse 11. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land.
So he says, this is what Amos is saying. He says, you're going to be killed, and Israel's going into exile. We can't let this weasel say this anymore, this prophet of God, tell him to go to his own land and prophesy. Get out of here. Okay, what else?
Commentary, verse 11. He is saying, Jeroboam will soon be killed, and the people of Israel will be sent away into exile, end quote. King James Version, verse 12. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Commentary, verse 12 and 13. Then Amaziah sent orders to Amos, quote, Get out of here, you seer! Exclamation mark. Go on back to the land of Judah, and do your preaching there! Exclamation mark. Don't bother us here in Bethel with your prophecies, especially not here where the royal sanctuary is! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 14. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son.
He says, look at here, you're telling me to get out of here and go to Judah and prophesy. I'm not a professional prophet. Okay? And he's saying, you know, but I'm telling you what the Lord is saying. And because you're telling me to get out of here and go someplace else and go chase myself, he says, what he's doing is there, he's trying to tell the prophet of the Lord and God, don't say the things of God here. In other words, God, the big picture with the Lord is everybody is his creation. And he wants everybody to be his bride, to do what he says. And so when there's somebody not letting somebody tell the people to be his bride and to be faithful to the Lord, what you're doing is trying to make a prostitute out of God's people. Or if you're telling, don't be preaching that stuff around here from the Lord. So God says, I'm going to turn your wife into a prostitute in your own town. She's going to be a hooker right in your town, and your kids are going to be killed. Okay, that's what he's saying right there. Okay, go ahead. Now he says, I'm not a professional. I didn't get trained to do this, but here's what the Lord says. This is what's going to happen to you, weasel. Okay? You're trying to pervert the creation of God, and you are perverting it, I'm going to pervert your wife. I'm going to, he said to King David that I'm going to have your people, your sons, are going to be commit adultery on you right before the open sun. I'm going to make a hooker and send all your wives to hell and your son. And I'm going to do this to you. Your wife is going to be a hooker, a prostitute on the street. And your children are going to, your sons and your daughters are going to be killed. Okay, go ahead.
King James Version, verse 14. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel.
Yeah, the Lord took him away from his flock, sheep, to go get the Lord's sheep. Amen.
Amen.
Took him away from the sheep and the figs to do something quite more important. Okay, go ahead.
Commentary, verse 14 and 15. But Amos replied, quote, I'm not one of your professional prophets. I certainly never trained to be one. I'm just a shepherd and take care of fig trees. But the Lord called me away from my flock and told me, Go and prophesy to my people Israel. End quote. King James Version, verse 16. Now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, Prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Commentary, verse 16. Now then, listen to this message from the Lord! You say, quote, Don't prophesy against Israel. Stop preaching to my people. End quote. King James Version, verse 17. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land.
Yeah, in a land that is a foreign land. A polluted land is a foreign land. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
And Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land. Commentary, verse 17. But this is what the Lord says. Because you have refused to listen, your wife will become a prostitute in this city, and your sons and daughters will be killed. Your land will be divided up, and you yourself will die in a foreign land. And the people of Israel will certainly become captives in exile, far from their homeland.
Now this is God's chosen holy people that he's going to do that to. And you think that we're so special today that God won't do that if we continue sinning against him? I mean, the people are not preaching the word of the Lord. Okay, you don't hear anybody preaching the truth here. I mean, can't you see this is the truth?
Yes.
Amen. He doesn't say, oh, you can just keep on sinning because you said a prayer. Absolutely not. The Lord will not tolerate sin. No sin shall enter the kingdom of heaven. No sinner. And he's talking about saved sinners. If you think you're saved and you're a sinner, you're crazy. Well, we all sin and come. Yes, we did, and that's why we need to get saved. But once we're saved, he says, go and sin no more. Okay, so don't twist that anymore, you liars. Okay, then what else? You're polluting the bride of the Lord. You're causing them to fall away because of your filth. And God said that he's going to kill you. Your wives are probably already prostitutes. You probably married a prostitute, you whoremonger. It's probably all you've ever known in your life is a prostitute. Okay, then what else?
Amos 7:7-9.
Okay, referring back to chapter 7, which we're reading here, verse 7-9. Yes, you could read that.
Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand.
Okay, because what I'm doing, I'm making a commentary here on that this is the word of God, so we don't have to read any more of that, okay?
Okay.
But just go into what I've written here.
Okay. God would not hold back his judgment any longer. He took a plumb line, a device to use to measure the straightness of a wall, to see just how Israel measured up to his righteous standards. God looks at our life with a plumb line, which is his word, the Bible. This is his word to us. On our own, when we look at our own life, it may seem straight and strong, but if we measure ourselves with God's plumb line, we would see that we could be weak and sinful. Praying to God for help is the way to start the process toward a life in line with God's standards.
With God's plumb line, with God's word, God's Bible. Amen?
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. That was chapter 7. And Lord willing, you'll be hearing me with chapter 8 tomorrow. Till then, God bless you.